It's a decision that people on Capitol Hill have been anxiously awaiting. Today, House Speaker-to-be Nancy Pelosi announced that the next chair of the House Intelligence Committee will not be Florida Congressman Elsie Hastings. Hastings was strongly backed by the Congressional Black Caucus. Earlier, Pelosi made it clear that the post would not go to Jane Harman of California either. She's the most senior Democrat on the panel. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now. And Brian, walk us through all this. Explain why the job didn't go to Jane Harman and why now it won't also go to Elsie Hastings.
Michelle, it's a little bit strange. There's a lot of gossip behind the stairs here at the Capitol. No one's saying exactly why Pelosi won't give the job to Harman. It's been the subject. It's perhaps because she's lobbied too publicly for the job and is too interested in the spotlight. There are some substantive issues as well. Excuse me. Pelosi feels that as ranking member on the Intelligence Committee, Harman wasn't a tough enough critic of the Bush administration on national security issues, especially the warrantless wiretapping program. And she wants someone as chairman who will take a, you know, more forceful line with the White House.
So we know who's not going to sit in that chair, who's still in contention.
Well, there are a number of names. First, let me talk a little bit about Elsie Hastings. He had the support of the Congressional Black Caucus, and the big issue that he had to overcome was that as a federal judge back in the 1980s, he was impeached by Congress and removed from the bench because of allegations that he asked for a $150,000 bribe. Critics said that that made him, you know, the wrong choice for such a sensitive post. He had written a letter to his colleagues explaining his side of the case and requested a meeting with Pelosi, and that meeting occurred this afternoon, and Pelosi told him face-to-face he wasn't getting the job. Hastings put out a statement saying that he was disappointed by the decision, that he was seeking bigger and better opportunities in a Democratic Congress, and that, quote, "Sorry, haters, God is not finished with me yet."
Now, the other part of that question, Brian, who's still in contention now?
Well, next in line for the post is Sylvester Reyes. He's a Democrat from Texas, and he's not waged the kind of public campaign for the job that Hastings did and that Harman did, and that might help him in Pelosi's eyes. Another name that's been mentioned for the post is Sanford Bishop of Georgia, an African-American who used to serve on the committee and who would smooth things over with the Black Caucus. And there's been other names mentioned as well. Rush Holt from New Jersey and Norm Dix from Washington are just two.
When is a decision likely to be made?
Pelosi's office will only say in the future, so stay tuned.
And there was much made of the fact that she backed I guess you could say the wrong horse for majority leader, and she backed John Murtha. Is that still some topic of discussion that she seems to have her own mind in these things?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks for Nancy Pelosi. After winning the majority on November 7th, she's been kind of introduced to some of the problems and potentials of power. First, she backed Murtha in the race for majority leader. Steny Hoyer got the job overwhelmingly. And now she has this decision, which is likely to leave some bruised feelings with members of the Black Caucus. They were already upset that she removed Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson from the Ways and Means Committee. So it's been tough.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was NPR's Brian Naylor.